will keep you from sin. Or if you neglect it, are you hearing me today? If you neglect it, sin will keep you from this book. You're not in this book because you got too busy a life. You're not in this book because you've not set proper priority to where this book goes in your life. And you're in trouble because you've neglected this book. So why have some preachers stopped preaching the Bible? Well, look back over to where we were at in 2 Timothy. And we'll see. They didn't move that dude, did they? Get over here, Titus. Look at verse 4. Excuse me, chapter 4 and verse 2. And here's what he said when he was speaking to Timothy. First of all, he said, I'm giving you a charge. In other words, this is a command. I'm doing it before God. God is my witness, Paul says. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge those that are alive and those that are dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And then verse 2, that's the verse we was getting to. He says, preach the word. He did not say, preach what sounds good. He didn't say to preach something that will make everyone feel good so that whenever they leave, they're not mad at you. You know, when the guy put the bomb out here in front of the church, the FBI interviewed me. And they said, preacher, we're going to have to ask you some real personal questions. First of all, he said, is anyone mad at you? I said, there's probably a few folks mad at me, but I don't know of any of them that are mad enough at me to blow me up. Or to kill me. He said, preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. Don't clean somebody's plow because they have wounded you or injured you. Stay with the word. Say what the Bible says. And you and I will be fine. I mean, just say what the Bible says. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering, and there's that, and doctrine. Now look at verse 3. For the time will come. What do you think? For the time will come. Now, if you don't believe me, or if you don't believe the Bible, turn on your TV to some religious stations and listen at some pantywaist preachers proclamating something that is not in the Bible or have anything to do with the Bible, other than tickling somebody's ear so they'll give in the offering plate or they'll come back for a big crowd. You know, it doesn't matter what you give in the offering plate to the Lord. He's not impressed. The only one I've ever heard him that he was impressed with was the one that gave every cent that she had. That might impress him. If you was doing it to try to impress him, you'd done the wrong thing anyway. And so he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We're here. We're here. This is where we're at. We have come to a place that many churches, they will not endure sound doctrine. Let me just preach a little bit. I was in a meeting in our own association when they were interviewing a prospective pastor. And one of the men in that council thought that the prospective pastor had been divorced and remarried. And one of our pastors stood up and said, "Young man, let me give you some advice. Don't let some tin horn tell you that if you've been divorced and remarried, that you cannot pastor a church." I came unwound. I could not hold my tongue, and wouldn't have if I could have. And when I got through, everyone knew exactly where I stood at and where Osage Baptist Church stands at. I left the meeting. One of the pastors caught me. One of the pastors in our association caught me after the meeting and said, "I want to tell you something." "What?" "You were alone in that meeting. You were alone," including himself. "You were alone in that meeting. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord." The man that pastors the church is to be the husband of one wife. And that he's to keep his children in subjection. Church, are you hearing me today? If I die, or if I leave, don't let someone, no matter who it is, tell you to call some man that's not qualified to stand behind the pulpit. Doesn't matter what I think. It only matters what the Bible teaches and preaches. Am I against divorced people? Of course I'm not against divorced people. Divorce has hit almost every family in this church, including mine. But when the man stands behind the pulpit, he's got to be qualified to stand behind the pulpit and say, "Thus saith the Lord." Doesn't mean that you can't have all kinds of ministries. It doesn't even mean that you can't preach. It just means you can't pastor the church. And you cannot be a deacon. That's just what the Bible says. And I hear scholars, guys that are supposed to be scholars, put their britches on the same way that I do. They call theirs pants. We'll say, it was the tradition of that day that the reason that we believe this, or they believe that that is saying one wife at a time. Okay, let's go with that. Let's just say that's what it says. I don't believe it. But let's just say that. Let's just say that it means one wife at a time. So the pulpit committee interviews the pastor, and they say to the pastor, what is your marriage status? "I'm married." "How many times have you been married?" "Well, been 10. Or it's been 5. That make any difference?" "Not if you hold to that theology, it doesn't make any difference. You can't make that whole water. Because it's not what the Bible teaches. So guys, let me tell you something. If you're going to pastor a church, you get a woman that's going to stay with you. Amen? And you girls, you be the woman that stays with it through thick and thin. I know there's tough situations. And I know that there are situations where the man couldn't do anything about it, the woman couldn't do anything about it. Our son-in-law left our daughter 9 months pregnant and ran off with another woman. She couldn't do anything about that. She couldn't change that. The Bible does not give a comment about extenuating circumstances. It just says that's the way it is. So let's just stay with the way it is. Let's not add to it. Let's not take anything from it. Let's just love the dickens out of those who've been divorced and give them a job in the church. And stay with the Word. Stay with the Word. That's the reason. Boy, I'm wanting to preach today. That's the reason that some preachers can't preach that it is a sin, that homosexuality is a sin.